Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow 18, up to 33. Johannesburg 17, 31. Polokwane 16, 31.
In the traffic, Pretoria at the moment, the N1 southbound. There's construction work after Hartsfontein before Rigel. That is slow from Linwood Road. And once you're through the R21, there was a crash near Supersport Park. It is backed up all the way to Pier van Reinefeld at the moment.
In your sport headlines, former Australian captain Steve Smith reaches 10,000 runs and Welsh trio return for Gatland as they try to put 2024 behind them.
We kick off in Johannesburg. A 40-year-old man accused of swindling prospective holidaymakers of millions has been granted bail in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge today. Francois Swart made his first court appearance after he handed himself over to the police this morning.
Swart is said to have sold holiday packages to holidaymakers for trips to the Maldives, which they paid monies into the Priority Escape account.
Hawks spokesperson Katlego Mogale says Swart allegedly spent more than 2.1 million rand of this money on himself.
He was granted 10,000 rand fixed bail and the case was postponed to the 2nd of April 2025.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Angie Motshekga, told members of the media earlier today how it came that South African soldiers recently lost their lives in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Unfortunately for us, when we're at Goma, DRC forces were fighting Rwandan forces over our heads. That's where we lost the three people.
She says they're also keeping tabs on the situation on the ground in the DRC, especially in Goma, where fighting continues.
Latest information that I got around 1 o'clock said there's intense fighting in Goma between your M23 and your DRC forces, and the place is completely tense and there are difficulties. So that's why we're communicating after every 2 hours to check what the situation is, and that's where we are.
She did, however, say that South Africa managed to arrange a ceasefire in the area where South African military is stationed. Back in South Africa, the community activist group Watercan says it's keeping a close eye on the Joburg Council after it submitted a petition calling for the ring fencing of the metro's water revenue. So the organization hopes to push for a 3 billion rand capital spending budget for Joburg Water amid ongoing water cuts and maintenance backlogs. Watercan delivered a petition to the Speaker of the City Council over the weekend.
We have followed the legal requirements to ensure this petition is tabled in council during the adjusted budget meeting. We are encouraged and welcome the engagement of the Speaker on the Watercan petition and will hold her accountable to her word.
That was the executive manager, Dr. Farrell Adam. And finally, the NSPCA says it will be laying criminal charges against a resident of Limpopo following a viral video of him hitting and kicking a Nile crocodile. NSPCA spokesperson Jock Peacock says the man will face criminal charges under the Animals Protection Act.
The NSPCA has identified the individual responsible. The NSPCA continues to actively raise awareness about animal cruelty, particularly the alarming trend of cruelty being filmed and shared online for entertainment.
You can find more on this story on our news blog, jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Madeline Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your exes in the room. This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
How are you doing? Where have you been?